From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by the CW to take a sneak peek at the new series, Life Unexpected, that premieres at 8 p.m. Monday, January 18th on the CW. Britt Robertson from Swingtown, a short-lived CBS series, summer series. It was good. She
yes.
stars... Yeah, it was.
It was good.
Britt Robertson stars as Lux, L-U-X, a 15-year-old who, after spending her life bouncing from one foster family to another, wants to become an emancipated minor. In her journey through the legal maze, leads Lux to her biological parents, played by Christopher Polaha from Mad Men and Sherry Appleby from ER. Melissa, what'd you think of Life Unexpected?
I love it. I love all the characters. The show has a perfect combination of comedy and drama, I think. What did you think?
Yeah, I agree. And we were fortunate. The CW sent us the pilot episode. Gosh, it was back in last spring.
Yeah,
to view. We knew it was a mid-season replacement show. And when they announced the premiere date, they sent two more episodes. So we've seen the first three, I believe, right?
I think they sent, yes, that's right, that's right. They sent the first one again and two more, you're right.
And two more.
And they were all good, and there is a twist. We talked about there is a little bit of a twist in the second one, I think.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed the first episode. I'm sure most people will. And the second episode almost takes you by surprise a little bit. The story kind of goes a different direction, but it's still very enjoyable.
Yes.
And
yes.
Remind me... at some point during the series of those first three episodes, they told us what Lux meant. Didn't it mean... Do you remember what they said Lux meant?
It was the color the nurse named her because of the color of her hair.
Is that what
and
it was?
And it meant... But I can't remember what it meant. The word meant in another language. Okay. We get an F on that.
Okay.
For today.
Yeah. But her parents are... interesting characters in themselves. Whenever she locates her biological dad, because she had to get him to sign paperwork for her to, you know, go before the judge, she finds him first, and he lives above a bar, runs the bar, and is living with two of his, former, I guess, college buddies.
Yes, and doesn't seem super responsible, but as the show goes on, he shows signs that he could actually become a responsible parent.
Yeah, and then she discovers that her biological mother is a radio personality that she has listened to for years.
Yes, and I thought that was one of the best aspects of the show, how she thought she did the right thing and gave her up for adoption when she was, 15 or 16. And, you know, they told her she would be adopted. And,
mm-hmm.
and for the most part, I mean, that should have been a kind of a happy ending.
Yeah.
But then here it is, 15, 16 years later, and she finds out that she's never been adopted, and she'd had a heart problem and had to have surgeries, and by the time she was 3 years old and over all that, people wanted babies, you know, she said, so...
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that would have been really hard to deal with if that had been you, and the way Kate Cassidy, her mom, ends up dealing with it, I think, was really... She kind of... It's an irresponsible character, or doesn't want to commit is mm-hmm. the better way to describe
mm-hmm.
it. Because of that was, you know, obviously a big traumatic event in her life. And the dad kind of just abandoned the situation altogether.
Well, and I believe even in the first episode, you know, he doesn't know that he fathered a child because...
Yeah, he just thought she took care of it, but he kind of just didn't even care enough, I think, to really find out how she took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just wanted away from the situation.
I was almost thinking that she never told him, but did they reveal that he...
She did. He knew she was pregnant.
Okay.
But I think it was one of those where he said it wasn't his and just didn't even want to deal with it.
Yeah. But they both
really show signs of being responsible parents now, and they do look like they might become a good family.
Yeah, but a not together family because her mom, Kate Cassidy, is about to get married to her partner on the radio show,
Yes, and he seems like a good guy. Mm-hmm. So you've got this kind of love triangle thing, I think, going on.
I thought it was interesting when they originally presented the show back in the last fall. It had a different title, and I almost didn't want to watch the show because of the title. It was Parental Discretion Advised. To me, that sounded like a reality show.
Yeah. It's not an appealing title. That's not something that grabs you.
So I think it was maybe 2 or 3 months after they, you know, said, hey, this is a mid-season show we're going to add to our lineup. They retitled it, which was good. It's kind of weird. It's Life Unexpected with the X in Unexpected capitalized.
Yeah. I think it was a good move to rename it, and I love all the characters. It makes me, usually every show, I cry a little bit and I laugh a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heartwarming and very sweet, but with some laughter thrown in, so it's not totally serious all the time.
Yeah. And, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Life Unexpected?
9. I'd give it a 9.
See, I was wavering between an 8 and a 9, and I settled on an 8 just because of the turn that it took from the first episode to the second, although it's still very enjoyable. I just decided
it was unexpected. The name of the show, it was Unexpected, Life Unexpected.
And this isn't unexpected, but... Life Unexpected, its first season consists of 13 episodes, and the first 7 will air at 8 p.m. Mondays through March 1st, and that's airing after all new episodes of One Tree Hill. But then Life Unexpected will move to 7 p.m. Mondays for its final 6 episodes, and that's from March 8th to the April 12th. And it'll air before all new episodes of Gossip Girl.
Oh, yay.
So, but the good thing is the CW is trying to stick with all new episodes from now until the end of the 2009-10 broadcast season.
That's
but,
good.
But hopefully viewers will not be taken by surprise at this time slot
switch.
Yeah,
we're not. Some of us, including me, are not fond of time changes or day changes of shows. But anyway, so hopefully that will work out.
Yeah, there's a heads up. Just have to remember, though. I'm sure the CW will remind viewers as well. So check it out. It's Life Unexpected at 8 p.m. Monday, premiering January 18th on the CW. And remember to check out the Oklahoman's TV Preview podcast again next week to hear another discussion in an upcoming TV program. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.